entirely, although you would never know to look at it. It's called the Awani Hotel, and it's an absolute institution in Northern California. Not only that, its fabulous Christmas dinner is a complete institution, and people wait for years before their names come up and they get to go to the Bracebridge dinner. But this year at the Awani, they're not having any Christmas trees because of the risk of fire. So they've flown in two creative designers, Richard Collath and Ed McCann from New York, to decorate it with items described as fake but tasteful. Ed joins us now to tell us what he's going to come up with. Hello, Ed.
Well, hello, Rob. How are you?
Very well indeed. Are you in the Awani right now?
I am, and I heard you say that there are no Christmas trees. In fact, there are.
Oh.
They are fake, and they look pretty good, I have to say.
Mm-hmm. So what have you favored for your fake trees? Are they all silver and tinsel?
No, they, in keeping with the spirit of the Yosemite Valley and the style of the architecture here, these are really good-looking fakes, Canadian pine mostly, 10, 12, 14-foot height, and they're decorated in a very tasteful way, and I think most of the guests probably are unaware that what they're looking at is fake.
Well, good for you. I mean, there's a huge atrium, isn't there, in the Awani, so you need a big tree to dominate it.
Yes, there is. In fact, in the atrium you mentioned, or the solarium as it's called here, we have a large, that large 12-foot tree, and it is decked out with large spheres covered in moss and lichen, and there are vine balls and things that are very natural and that really call in the spirit of the natural materials that one would find walking through the park here.
And have people started arriving yet for Christmas?
Well, you know, the period between Thanksgiving and Christmas traditionally is sort of a quiet time, but the guest count is picking up, and many guests stop to talk to us while we're on ladders, rigging garlands and things, and the response has been fairly positive. Interestingly enough, the attention that this has garnered here is a bit ironic, since Chronicle Books has just published our new book, which is called Faux Flowers, which features simple floral arrangements in dried, preserved, and silk flowers. And now, Rob, I prefer fresh flowers, just as in theory I would prefer a fresh Christmas tree.
Sure.
But despite the sometimes snobby position that some designers or magazine editors might take about faux flowers or permanent foliage, there's no denying these products look better than they ever have before, and that there are certain situations in which they're simply appropriate, and this is certainly one of them.
What would you recommend for somebody with a more modest drawing room or living room who doesn't want to have a tree, perhaps they're going away, but they'd still like a little bit of Christmas cheer, maybe along the sort of silk flowers line?
Well, certainly, you know, here in the States at this time of year, it's pretty easy to find interesting rosemary topiaries that are shaped like a Christmas tree and that are fragrant and that are long-lasting. Mm. Certainly there are very good-looking artificial garlands that one might drape over a mantle or around a doorway. You could even take some fresh or artificial greens and put them in a vase with some eucalyptus, some other things, just really to give yourself and your guests and your family a sense of the texture and the scents that are traditionally associated with the season. One of the other things that we've done here has been to try to address the lack of scent. If the guests have a negative comment about the artificial trees, it's that they miss the scent. And we've tried to counter that by placing some potpourri around the registration and the concierge desks. Nothing too flowery, but something woodsy and rather reflective of the holiday. And we also hosted a pomander workshop for the hotel guests last weekend. And incidentally, we were joined by a very nice couple from Somerset who were here in California on holiday. And we had a few dozen people sitting around a room with a fire and hot cocoa and malt cider, basically poking cloves into oranges. And those have also been placed in baskets with pine cones and greens in a few strategic spots where people wait for the elevators, typically where people will congregate and look around and really notice their surroundings.
Well, listen, it's nice to know the old traditions live on in California. Thank you very much, Ed, and I hope you have a wonderful Christmas and a good dinner when it comes, too.
Thank you, Rob, and I wish you the same.
Thank you. Bye-bye.